From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Hacking is not just for credit cards and personal information anymore. You may have heard that lockmaker Asa Abloy had to fix a software glitch that could have led to hacks of a system of hotel key cards used for 7 million hotel rooms worldwide. Marketplace's Renata Sego reports that it's just the latest bump in the road for the hotel industry as it grapples with security in the digital age.
At one time, room thefts and rowdy drunks in the lobby were the most common security threats in hotels. Now add data breaches and active shooters. Max Siegel with the global security firm AS Solutions says the complexity of threats makes it impossible to have a global standard for what adequate hotel security looks like.
Each operator, each brand does it the way they see fit.
For one hotel, safety might mean requiring that guests enter the facility through a main door. For another, safety means surveillance cameras on every floor. Siegel finds many hotels buy security equipment, but fewer invest in training staff to deal with security issues. Security consultant Fred Delmarva points to one reason.
Security is a non-revenue generating department.
The challenge hotels face is keeping guests safe, or at least feeling like they're safe, and respecting their privacy. That's a big part of what hospitality is. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.